In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Well, finally, the waters are receding off the Ohio River, its tributaries. The water's dropping out to the point that we can now get around in vehicles, our normal routes back and forth to work. And then the ferry should be the next to open back up. Kentucky 365 opened over the weekend. Highway 60 opened late last week up there at the Union County line. And I think all the problematic areas down around Tulu, most of them have cleared up. There are still some places that flood more readily out around the eastern part of the county. They're off the Tradewater River and Piney Creek. But for the most part, things are getting back to normal. And based on the river forecast, at some point late tonight, the Ohio River should be down somewhere close to 40 feet, between 40 and 40 and a half feet. Therefore, the ferry landing will rise above water, and it'll take them a little while to get that cleaned back up. And then I anticipate the ferry will be open, I would say, at the very earliest, perhaps tomorrow. Probably more realistic would be on Wednesday. Don't have anything final on that just yet. They have to wait till that water's off of there and see what kind of mess they've got. Now we're going to take just a moment and visit with one of our partners, and we'll be right back and go on a trip to Frankfort with some Army veterans.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
Now let's take an opportunity to learn about a trip that was organized last week by Dennis Hodge and Patriot Tours, and we're going to visit with Coach Hodge, as most of us know him, and some of the guys who went on the trip. Of course, this tour was presented and organized by Patriot Tours of Marion, Kentucky. Dennis Hodge, one of the principals of that, and you were the driver too, weren't you, Dennis?
I was the driver for this trip. So, yeah, Chris, we, obviously very passionate about our country and about veterans, but we, for a long time, myself and several of my friends have talked about the, you know, people that do the honor flights and those type things, and we wanted to do something. But, you know, we ended up having the resources here with West Tennessee Motor Coach, and then we with Patriot Tours. And so we put together a group that was also passionate about veterans. And, you know, we decided to put together a trip, and Vietnam Memorial was the ultimate destination. So what we did was Ackridge Farm Supply helped us out, and we fed a group of veterans that that wanted to go on this trip. We fed them at the Coon Dog Inn for breakfast. We headed toward Frankfort and went to the Capitol. And Rocky Atkins spoke to the group at the Capitol and got a short tour of the Capitol. And then we headed over to the Kentucky Vietnam Memorial, which is just a phenomenal piece of architecture. It's got the sundial that the shadows fall on the exact day that the soldier was killed for all Kentucky soldiers. And if you haven't seen it, it's just a wonderful piece of memorial architecture, whatever you want to call it. And there we had two two Vietnam veterans, one a two-star general, and another gentleman, a Ranger jump master from Vietnam, and they gave the tour. And then Lone Star Construction, my friend Jeremy Wheeler and my son-in-law Brandon Sigler, they provided lunch, or well, it was a more of a dinner for the group in Bargetown at Mama's Restaurant, which Mammy's Restaurant, which was just a you know, a five-star restaurant that was great. So that's kind of an overview of the trip, Chris.
Yes. So you know, we talked to some of the guys before you pulled out and went up there, but what were their reactions on site?
Well, you know, I think I can sum it up by just telling you a quick story. If you've seen Saving Private Ryan, there at the beginning when the older gentleman is sitting by the grave, and I kind of looked over, and one of the older gentlemen was just sitting there on a bench staring out into space. And, you know, being myself, I really wanted to know what they're thinking. And I sat down beside him, and he just started talking. And he started talking about some of his West Point friends and how he had he was just showing him a picture of his newborn baby and how his wife didn't want him to go to Vietnam. And a week later, his friend went down and was a MIA for 7 years, and talking about his other friends, you know, a couple others that didn't make it, which, you know, the casualty rate of pilots in Vietnam. So, you know, they're walking around seeing the names of people they know. And, you know, just to see those guys go back, you know, 50 plus years in their minds to when they were kids at an exciting time, a thrilling time, a sad time, you know, a controversial time in our history, something that is hugely important. And it's a time in our history when we made a huge mistake. We took politics and we combined them with the American warrior, and that's a mistake that generation, they rectified. They made sure that every generation of service men and women and warriors after that didn't get lumped into the politics of the country, because those are two separate entities, and sometimes when we put them together, we're treading on very dangerous territory, because those guys got ripped off on their senior trip, and they certainly got ripped off on their return home. Mm-hmm. Unlike their fathers who came back from World War II, you know, so to be able to take those guys and let them share the camaraderie of each other, let them talk to each other, let them compare stories. You know, the other thing too, World War II, they won the war and they put you on a boat and you got 30, 40 days to come back and kind of decompress mentally. But, you know, Vietnam and every war after that, war's over, you may come back on a civilian flight by yourself. Mm-hmm. And not have that camaraderie. And as we're sitting here, 20 years of modern war, and we're losing, you know, we've just pulled out of Afghanistan, but we still have people all over the world serving. But you're sitting here at 20 plus suicides a day in veterans, and when they lose that camaraderie and then they are not in that service anymore, it's proven to be a very tough thing for our soldiers. I know that's kind of long, but you get me started, I can't help it.
Well, certainly still a period of healing for those guys who served in Vietnam, and as you say, even the folks coming home right now from service overseas. Difficult times, difficult issues, and we just appreciate your hospitality and willingness to take them over. Of course, you, Dennis Hodge, a former Army Ranger yourself, served overseas, and I know how much appreciation you have for these guys. So we're going to take a minute and visit with some of them and get some of their thoughts. Thank you, Dennis.
Now, understand that these interviews were done as the group prepared to leave for the trip, so a lot of it's just what they were anticipating and expecting on this trip to Frankfort.
So I'm here with Lynn Goodrich. We're in Fredonia early on Thursday morning. You can hear the motor coach in the background just idling here. The guys are getting ready to go.
Vietnam War veterans particularly, but just other veterans and some spouses and friends. And I'm here with Lynn Goodrich, who is the commander of the local VFW, and he's one of the guys going on this trip. Lynn, what is what's the destination and what's the mission?
Chris, we have the honor of visiting the Vietnam Memorial in Frankfort, Kentucky. We'll be experiencing a hands-on touch with the people, the comrades, the people that served during the era of the Vietnam conflict. As you know, Vietnam came into vogue in 1955. We celebrated as November 1st, 1955, and we left Vietnam in May of 1977. Mm-hmm. So almost exactly 50 years ago to the day.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was growing up, they called it the Vietnam conflict, and it was many people. It was much more than a conflict. It was a long-term war, indeed. I have a lot of memories because I was a young guy, young fella growing up in the late 60s, early 70s, and the television was full of it. For you guys who were there, what is the meaning of this wall and this opportunity to kind of get back together with some comrades, so to speak?
Chris, I'm afraid to say it's going to be a lot of tearful, perhaps reunion, if you will, with the names that are emblazoned on the wall. We're going to hopefully have some reverence, hopefully refer to these people as the heroes they were. Many people experienced bad experiences when they returned. Some were actually spit upon. Chris, it's 58,400 people never came home. They died away from home in a foreign land, almost to the point of disgrace in the public's eye back here in the States.
Yeah. I'm here with another veteran, Ronnie Riley. Ronnie's one of the 60 or so individuals going on this trip to Frankfort. Ronnie, what does this mean to you, this opportunity?
Well, I just appreciate the fact that they're willing to do it for us. Mm-hmm. And the honor of that, yeah.
Of course, Dennis Hodge put this together, former Army Ranger himself.
Right. Dennis is my nephew, too.
My
man.
Yeah. So, what's this opportunity to go and just have some camaraderie here, and what do you expect on the trip?
I just like meeting service members, people that have kind of been the same place and done the same things. No, I was on an aircraft carrier. I was a fighter squadron.
During the Vietnam era?
Yeah. I was in the South China Sea. I actually swam in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
Way out in the South China Sea.
We have a great number of people who served during that era who live in Crittenden County. We're losing a lot of them these days.
Well, we're getting older. That's called aging out. That's,
yeah, that's all right. Well, Ronnie, have a good trip up there.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your time.
Test a rough on me.
So I'm here with another veteran, Donnie Orr, and Donnie's got his son with him. You got any other family members going on this trip, Donnie?
No, this is it.
This is it. So tell me about your service.
I was up for the draft, and I volunteered for the Navy. From what my stepfather told me, he was in the Army and Navy both during World War II, so he highly recommended going in the Navy. So that's the route I went, and I ended up spending in 4 years and 2 months in active duty. Mm-hmm.
So what made you decide to sign up for this mission here to go to Frankfort to see the wall?
I don't know. This Dennis, of course, I'm related to him. He married into my family, I guess you'd say, and he was at the VFW and advertising it, and so I just decided to go and look around. I've been to other memorials, and I never have been to Frankfort to see that one, and I thought, well, it's local, and the price was right, so I thought I'd go check it out.
It's hard to pass up free.
Yeah, it is. It's
And I think everything's free. They're going to feed you guys, Dennis does a great job of not only recognizing the veterans, but just promoting fellowship among folks.
Yeah.
All sectors.
Yeah, yeah. I spent 30 years living in Marion and driving to work every day, and I don't like to drive that much anymore. This here's an easy way to travel, it looks like.
And, of course, you served during the Vietnam era as well.
Yes.
Did you ever end up over in?
Well, I was in the Tonkin Gulf. I was on an aircraft carrier. We flew missions over there. I just worked on airplanes and floated around out there in the Gulf.
A lot of folks had it much worse. We lost
a
number of men from Crittenden County.
Yes. Yeah, I knew one of them real well. I played football with Charlie Dooms. And, of course, knew Leon Beard and Johnny Lindsay.
There was probably a 10 or 12, I believe.
Yeah, I can't remember how many. Those three was in school when I was, and I remember them.
Now, the group had a great trip, and we have more complete coverage in this week's Crittenden Press. Now, speaking of veterans, the city of Marion is continuing to work on its program to salute those who have served. And beginning with Memorial Day next month, they will be hanging banners in town on the decorative light posts. And the mayor shared with me some of the names of the folks that will be among those that will hang on those light posts first, the banners. And I have here some names, and actually the banners, a copy of them. They look great. Eugene Walker was a private in the U.S. Army. Doyle Polk was PFC in the U.S. Army. Airman First Class Charles O. Freeman, Corporal Virgil Holloman. We have Corporal Glenneth Reed James. He was in the U.S. Army. Orville Truitt. He was Spec 4 in the United States Army. Brigadier General Scott Campbell, one of the most decorated and highly ranked individuals we've ever had from Crittenden County. Kenneth W. Conger served in the Army and was a sergeant. And Michael Cody Brandon, a U.S. Marine Corps sergeant, are among the first banners that will hang. If you're interested in helping the city recognize your veteran, give them a shout at Marion City Hall and see how you can participate.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
In local obituaries, we have only one this morning. William Edward Jr. Martin, 77, of Marion, passed away last week on April 16th down at Baptist Health, Paducah. Jr. was a well-known fellow around the community, member of the Lions Club. He was a voice of the early tractor pulls and demolition derbies out at the fairgrounds, if you remember those days. He was a city council member at one time, a magistrate at one time, and very instrumental in the community. He ran was largely involved in the food bank program here. Junior Martin was 77 years old. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local high school softball action, the Lady Rockets lost two games on Friday night down at the Marshall County Slugfest. Crittenden County lost a close one, 7-5, to Paducah Tillman, and then in the nightcap on Friday night, lost 8-4 to Graves County. That was the fifth straight loss for the Lady Rockets, who have been on a difficult stretch in their schedule. And the Lady Rockets will be back in action tonight at Caldwell County, and then tomorrow will host Livingston Central at Marion Crittenden County Park. Now, your Crittenden County baseball team has kind of been on the struggle bus itself, too. They've lost six in a row.
including a couple of games last week in 5th District action against Trigg County. They lost 10-0 in their game Thursday down at Cadiz to the Wildcats. And the Rockets will be back in action tomorrow at Caldwell County, and then they'll be home Friday to play Christian Fellowship. Now, the track team was down at Paducah-Tillman over the weekend. I think they had some issues with some electronics and different things, and that meet, from what I understand, went late into the night. The team was also down at Ballard County last week, and we'll have complete results from those meets in this week's Crittenden Press. That's all I've got for you today. One other thing. It's still turkey season, the wild turkey season. This is the final week of the season here in Kentucky. It will close on Sunday, and you can see the harvest numbers in this week's Crittenden Press. And again, we're going to close out, tap out today. Long show today. Sorry I kept you so long, but I wanted you to visit with those veterans. Appreciate you listening. This has been Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press.